Hello, Internet. My name's Jonathan Cook.
And I'm Matt Noble.
And this week we've got a very special podcast for you. Matt suggested a great idea. This 2 weeks in a row, Matt's come up with a good idea. I don't know what's going on. Mercury must be in retrograde or something. Matt, yeah. Why don't you tell the listeners what you've come up with?
Well, I was watching the season final of The Bachelor Australia the other day. Riveted. This is big in Australia at the moment. Everyone's been talking about The Bachelor. And the host of the show afterwards said that they, if you thought you could be The Bachelor, they're taking applications right now. And I thought, you know what? I think I could apply to this. I think I'd be a good bachelor. Listeners of the podcast will probably know I've been a bit unlucky with love in recent years.
I don't know a more eligible Australian bachelor than Matt Noble. And it's great that this show, it's not as if it came out 10 years ago or something. It's a brand new hit show, The Bachelor, that everyone's going crazy for in Australia.
Yeah.
And we like to give relationship advice on the podcast because we're pretty much experts in that. Matt maybe hasn't necessarily been following his own advice and therefore is still eligible. But the good news for us is that means he can apply to the next season of the show.
Yeah, it's great. And I feel like we probably know TV well enough and we know like production side of things well enough. Not that we've ever worked in it. But I think we get an idea of, we know the types of answers we can tailor to get me picked for this show. And I think I'd count a success for us with this is if I get a call back for the next stage of like whatever. If anyone from Channel 10 contacts me, I think we'll count that as a success.
I think in terms of an actual relationship, you know, honesty, trust, truthfulness, those are all key aspects to a successful relationship. In terms of being picked to go on television as The Bachelor, we will lie through our digital teeth. We will scheme and plot in order to give the most desirable answers to whoever is producing this fantastic television. And you're going to get to hear our thought process on how to fill out Matt's application.
Yeah, but you are not allowed to then go and apply with the same sort of, like...
Oh, there's only one Matt Noble. There's only one fictional Matt Noble.
Okay, great. So, and I saw this season of The Bachelor, the guy was the biggest poser. Like, I think that's what gave me confidence that I could get on. He was a bit of a... nothing much there.
All right,
did you hear the big news with The Bachelor?
No, what was the big news?
So he proposed to the girl, she said yes, and then the next day Network 10 released a statement saying that they'd broken up. He broke up with her, even though in the episode I saw, he said he'd never been more sure about anything in his entire life.
Maybe he was. Maybe he's just a fickle guy. Maybe that was a record. That was probably a relationship record.
So
let's get to it.
Let's do it. It says here, what we're looking for: single men aged between 27 and 38. I think I'm in.
Don't you turn 27 soon?
Yes. So I think it'll be okay.
By the time they film it, you'll be 27.
Yeah. Everyone who signs up must be comfortable to be filmed for the duration of the series.
No, I'm not okay with that. I want to be on the show, but I'd prefer to only be filmed, you know, half the time. Or can I be in the editing room? As long as I get to pick and choose what makes the final cut, I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, I like this, like, someone going, look, I'd like you to organise these 30 girls to meet and organise really nice dates for all of them, Channel 10, but I don't really want it to be a TV show. Can you just set up this elaborate experience for me? Please remember, you must be single, check. You must be between the ages, check. You must be able to commit to the filming required, check. and it says, you will only hear from the producers if we think you may be a suitable participant. Please do not contact us. Check off the Stasi application.
Am I the bachelor yet? Am I the bachelor yet? Am I the bachelor yet?
Yeah, we'll call you. Just leave us your name. Okay, so sign up, got to type in my email. That's easy.
Yeah. So there's a what we need from you here. Two recent photos, one full length and one headshot. Doesn't specify whether those are nudes.
Yeah.
We'll leave that up to you. Maybe that's, you know, part of your personality. Your own flair will come out.
Yeah, how many nude shots do you reckon they get from people?
I like how it says what we're looking for, men aged between 27 and 38, women between 23 and 35.
Yeah.
So this is... Sorry, Cougars, this is not the show for you.
Yeah. Look, we want young girls for this show. I'm okay with that. I can live with that. Okay. Boy, all these details, phone numbers and stuff. Should have done this yesterday.
Oh, I've got to do it. If I'm going to follow along with you, Matt. Gee, how do I explain this to Bonnie? Like, what? why have you registered as an applicant to be on The Bachelor?
Yeah. It'd be funny if you get the call back. They're like, Jonathan, we love you. You're great. You're in. male, I'm Australian citizen. What occupation? What do I say? Podcaster? Is that, does that excite Channel 10 producers?
Oh, is it going to be, if they think you're a media personality, is that going to be a conflict of interest?
Yeah, I think so. Should I say teacher?
Teacher. Probably I think teacher.
I think that's sensitive for the girls.
It means you'll be a good parent.
Yeah, I think... should I say primary teacher?
Sure.
I think that's like... Yeah, it's... I don't want to come too girly, though.
Man, I've got to fill this out as well, but I guess I have the luxury of being able to put...
Yeah.
You know, applicant detail, like name you go by, Johnny Rad.
Yeah. Check this box if you'd like to be informed about future shows. I think definitely yes. Like, I think definitely. Okay. Okay, great.
There's a lot of clicking.
Ooh, okay. Please provide your Facebook profile link. So I'll do that and then I'll set everything to private. We're going to the privacy settings for sure. Once, don't think I want them going through all my photos and things. Those stupid things that my friends tag me in. Okay, Jonathan, we're up to the first real question.
All right, let's crack into it.
Describe yourself in three words.
Screen Verdict Podcast.
Okay, again, not sure if podcasts are going to excite.
So they're just generally the three words that come to mind in any sort of scenario.
Hey, ladies, the new Bachelor does a podcast on film and television. Oh, I'm getting the vapors. Okay.
All right. We want to seem cool, but you can't call yourself cool. So what are some words that are like cool but less boastful?
ChewyThesaurus.com cool.
Well, I think if we thesaurus everything, there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a long podcast. There's a lot of questions.
Yeah. Like I think I'm a funny guy at times. I think my sense of humor.
I think at times you can be funny.
Yeah.
I don't think it's entirely a lie.
I think girls seem to say they like that. Yeah, I think...
Adventurous. Who likes an adventure more than Matt Nolan?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's... Oh, Jonathan, so good you're helping out with this. How do you spell that?
Doesn't your browser come with the inbuilt spell check?
I don't know, on Chrome it should.
A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-O-U-S.
I think it's E-R-O-U-S, right?
No. I need to write it down. I just said it out.
Oh, man, this is a bad podcast. We're spelling.
No, what I said together. Was correct. What I said was correct.
Okay, you are?
Yeah.
I think spelling mistakes is a turn off for some girl. I feel like I'm going to seem like an idiot. Okay, adventurous? Cheeky? Or is that a bit too cheeky?
Glib. Glib.
Glib, our old screenwriting tutor from uni called us glib. I don't think glib's a winner.
Rugged. Look at that beard you've got, Matt.
Yeah, but I think when we get to photos, we're going to need to talk whether I shave or not for the photos. I think that could be a point of discussion. Anyway, what about whimsical? Or should I just say funny?
Funny twice. You've got funny, adventurous, funny.
No, oh, sorry, I haven't put funny in yet. I don't know if that had got the clear. I'll put it in. Funny. That would be a bit of a funny answer. Adventurous, funny, and funny.
Optimist.
Yeah, I think I like that. And optimistic. I think they want someone on The Bachelor who's optimistic, who thinks, like, one of these 30 girls is the one.
Yeah, I know it. I don't know. Do any of them like, oh, this is a bit stressful having to decide between all these beautiful women.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
What makes you happy, sad, or angry? I feel like this is a bizarre. They've got the slashes in between each of those words, like it's pick one. I don't like.
Yeah.
But they're also different things. So I'm not sure if they want to, like. Yeah, I'm not sure if they want me to answer all three or just one of them.
Oh, I'd do all three. Happy, cowboy hats. Sad, Twilight films. Angry, Twilight films.
Whoa. Let's reel back. I think a lot of girls like the Twilight films.
Yeah.
I can't just, like, shit on Twilight. Okay, this guy's going to be complaining about Twilight films the whole time.
All right, let's reverse that. What makes you happy, Twilight films?
Nah, then I seem like a good girl. So.
All right, well, Matt, what does make you happy? Ooh, free ice cream from Ben and Jerry's.
What makes me happy? Free ice cream and spending time with friends.
Friendship and free ice cream. I like it.
Free ice cream and friendship, yeah. And a good friendship. Okay. Because girls like ice cream. Girls also like friendship. I think that's important. Okay. Should I say,
what makes you angry? Paying for ice cream.
Yeah. Girls who don't put out. I think you want to come across as sensitive. So I think it's got to be not something that is bad for me that makes me angry. It's something that's bad for other people.
What makes me sad? Seeing other people sad.
Yeah. What about makes me sad when other people can't get along?
Oh, no. Matt's put me on hold. I'm going to hang up on him and call him back. Matt, what are you doing? Nobody puts me on hold. dun 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 dun. Oh, wah wah. It's a sad. It's a sad sound. Skype's making fun of me.
So and what makes me sad? What makes me sad? Was it like, what about when my football team loses or something? Does that sound a bit blokey? A bit like of a guy thing?
Yeah, who's your football team? Be specific.
The Roosters.
Yeah, yeah, when the Roosters lose. Must have been a sad week for you, Matt.
Yeah, it did. It's been really sad. Actually, I was sadder when my baseball team lost, though. But I think that one.
When that's what makes me athletics. Angry.
Yeah. Billy Bean! So I'm sad when the Roosters lose, and I'm angry when people can't get along. Does that sound good?
Sure. All right.
Okay.
Next question.
What are you genuinely passionate about?
Okay. The following question is what are you fake being passionate about? This question, what are you genuinely passionate about?
Yeah. Cut the BS. Tell us what you actually. Okay, but clearly a genuine answer might not even be the best here. So I could say cinema, but I feel like that sounds a bit pretentious.
So movies.
Yeah. Catching a good movie and art.
I'm genuinely passionate about catching a good movie.
Does it sound like the dribble that, like, a bachelor would say?
I know. Well, Jesus? Is Jesus popular at the moment? Is he cool? Is he in? Do they want him on TV?
I think it sounds polar. It sounds controversial.
Do they want a controversial bachelor?
I don't know. I think maybe best to avoid it. Like, it might be a bit like, give a bit of the conservative vibe. Party pooper. Where, like, he won't hold hands till, like, episode 12. So what am I passionate about?
Fashion. Horse riding. Fast cars.
The outdoors?
The outdoors. You do like the outdoors.
I do like the outdoors. And I think that's something that they want, like a guy who wants to go out on outdoor dates and do things like that.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Getting into the outdoors. Getting into the outdoors, it's a bit of a paradox. Well, how do I phrase this? Sentence it for me, Jonathan.
Being outside, exploring nature. Hiking, biking. Tricycling.
Hiking, biking, kayaking. Went kayaking last week. It was great.
Topical.
Kayaking on the sunset. Not on the sunset. When it was sun. I don't know.
All right, next question. Kayaking.
Okay. Who or what last made you cry?
Ooh.
Well, do you want the honest answer first and we'll try to repackage it? Yeah. Like, I think the listeners probably...
Yeah, I think that's what the listeners want.
Yeah. It's probably, like, it's when the girl I liked hasn't liked me back.
Oh. Was she dying of cancer at the time and in the middle of a car crash where you were saying goodbye to your grandmother, who had just been reunited with a long lost clone.
No, it's more she just liked someone else.
Yeah, okay, it's not as dramatic.
She was going out with someone else. That is,
scumbag.
Like she liked her, but.
Okay. Is that hip? Is that cool? Emotions? Are you gonna cry on the show?
I think they do want a few tears on the show, but they don't want me to be like crying all the time. The good news is, from watching this show, it doesn't seem like the girls don't like the guy. It doesn't seem like you got many girls on the show going, nah, I like some other guy. You're the guy. Choice. You're the only guy.
I don't know. Maybe it was because you loved too much.
Yeah. What about something like when someone died?
Yeah, I think it's acceptable for a man to cry when someone dies. When Robin Williams died.
When Robin Williams died. We've got a... It could be when the Roosters lost.
When they cancelled Arrested Development.
When my friend Jonathan moved overseas.
It's got to be, I reckon, you know, something about like a grandparent, but not your grandparent dying, but like doing something special with your grandparent. Like seeing where my grandparents grew up. Something like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm liking this. This is where I get the call that they ask me about this. Where did your grandparents grow up? Look, I've got no clue.
The bigger the lie, the more they want to believe it.
And the producer's like, oh, the tangled webs we weave. what do we think? When I got to... It's so ridiculous. But it's seeing where my grandparents grew up. And I'm crying over it. Oh. Yeah. Do we think that's the go?
I think, yeah. Taking a trip with my... grandmother to visit her old hometown.
Yeah. Now, do we want joke answers for any of these questions to show off my sense of humour?
I think we do. I think maybe that's one where they probably want you to be serious. Maybe some of the next ones, I think, set you up for a little for some comedy.
Yeah. Okay, so who or what made you cry last time with... My grandma took me to see
where she grew up. It's elaborate. All right, next question.
My grandma's never done that, though.
Look, you've got plenty of time to do some research in between now and the callback.
I don't think my grandma's going to take me to, like, England, like, in the next week. What about when I got to see where my grandma grew up? That's sort of more true.
Look, there's a lot of questions. I think we just got to move on.
Okay. What do people find irritating about you? Jonathan, you are the perfect person to answer this.
Anytime a podcast goes for more than like an hour, I just want to... just punch you in the face every time you say something. Even if I ask you a question and you answer the question, I'm just like, will this podcast never end? That's somewhat specific to me. If they'd have asked, what does Jonathan find irritating about you? That might be a good answer. Um,
We want a positive. We want to conceal a positive in this, right? Like, sometimes I invest in things too quickly.
Yeah, that's perfect for the show. They want you to get so invested in some random girl right away.
They want me to be in love with, like, five girls in two episodes. It would be their dream scenario.
That's a good answer.
In things and people?
Yeah. Both.
Yeah. I get invested in things and people too easily or too quickly?
Too quickly.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. Okay, another question you'll be very well equipped to answer, Jonathan. What is my best feature?
Penis. Your penis.
Just to clarify for the listeners, Jonathan wouldn't know that.
I've just heard. It's just the word about town.
Yeah. People do love talking about my penis.
It's crossed the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Best feature. Hair.
Yeah? Should I say physical hair? Personal sense of humour.
Yeah, I like it. Although maybe, like, be a bit more specific than humour. Be, like, witty or think quickly or, you know, whatever I'm failing to do right now.
Quick wit.
Yeah, quick wit. There you go.
What about my infamous quick wit?
Just going for the douche factor there.
Don't we need a little bit of douche factor for a bachelor application?
I think so.
Okay. And now my worst feature.
Worst feature.
Oh, come on, Jonathan.
Not you very tan.
Your chance. What, sorry?
Not very tan.
Nah, I don't like that. I feel like they're gonna want someone tan on
the Alright, we're gonna have to doctor some photos then.
Okay. I'm not tan.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to get so tan after... Wait, it's winter when I'm going over there. Okay, so worst feature. What about... My elbows? I don't know,
pointy elbows.
I don't know what my elbows even look like. check them out, Jonathan. What do they look like?
Oh, that's pretty pointy.
Yeah. I was pointing them, though. what about, like, worst feature? My cute little nose.
My cheekbones are too high.
Yeah, my cheekbones are quite... I think this is going to be good for the photo, the cheekbones, the jaw. Worst feature... should I make physical my jaw? And worst feature, my hair can sometimes be hard to manage.
Your hair was your best feature, now it's your worst feature?
Yeah, are we switching it to worst? Well, that's... You make your best into your worst, and then, like, it raises the level of you, right?
Oh, I see. I like it.
Do you think that's a good move?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay, physical, jaw.
Strong jaw.
And worst feature, physical, hair can be hard to manage. Does that seem like I'm high maintenance? I don't think that matters for the match, though, does
no.
it? And personal, my infamous quick wit.
you're glib.
I sometimes string girls along. I can be... Oh, what about this? I can be a bit of a tease.
Yeah. I like it. It's good.
Yeah. Okay. Have you any bad habits? What are they?
Ooh. Bad habits. Eat a lot of junk food.
Yeah. Yeah. Eat whatever I want.
Yeah, that makes you a boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever I feel like. I'm just a guy. I just take what I feel like. Take the girl I feel like. Take the food I feel like.
I don't think about it, man. I just do what I feel.
Yeah. Do you have any tattoos? No.
No, that could be... They could call you out on that one if we try. Oh, yeah, man, I got a sweet dragon tat, man.
And I feel like no tattoos is good. I feel like it's good that I don't have any tattoos. If so, what are they? Great. What would be your dream job?
George Clooney's best friend.
Seems to be the second man. What about movie director? Film director?
Yeah, film director.
They like control. They call the shots. Yeah, I think that's good. Or I could say primary teacher. Like, I'm living my dream job. Because I get to, like, teach kids. What about film director? Because I love to tell stories.
Ah, I like it.
Yeah.
In order for me to keep up with you, like be able to go to the next page, I've got to put in answers as well. What
yeah.
makes you...
Oh my gosh, it's like midday. I think I'm getting picked up now.
Well, we'll see how much we can do until then.
Oh, they're here.
Are they actually?
I think so. So, oh no, what do we do?
I guess we'll have to do it in two parts.
Oh my gosh, a cliffhanger. I think about use the longest sort of section. And the next one is just about height, weight, shoe size, dress size. So I can,
we're definitely going to have to lie about
some of those. Size. Yes. So.
What is your dress size?
Okay. So, I'll actually fill those out in the meantime, since they're just numbers that I won't don't need you to help me on. Anyway,
I'd add, if I were you, I'd add at least 10 kilos.
Yes. Okay. So I'll see you soon, man. And thanks so much for, hopefully we'll get to do this in the next day or two before applications close.
Another cliffhanger. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Do you have some time in the weekend?
I should. I can probably make time.
Okay. Good. That's great.
All right. Okay. Well, if you have any advice for Matt, some types of things you think he should be saying, let us know, and we might be able to try and use that when we do our part two of Matt's bachelor application.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think I'm going to be on this show. What are we
going to
do with the podcast on the show?
Oh, yeah. Podcast live from The Bachelor, the set of The Bachelor. I think that would be good for podcast downloads. I think we're losing Matt. I feel like he's trying to use his Wi-Fi as he is leaving the house. So I think we're going to say, see you, Matt, and see you to the listeners. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll be back for part two next week. Ooh, there you go. Proof that we lost Matt. See you then.